USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The President's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un 2 days ago does indeed mark a turning point in the U.S.-North Korea relationship.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Seoul, South Korea, briefing officials there on the summit President Trump had with North Korea's leader. Speaking yesterday, Pompeo said Kim Jong-un's public commitment to getting rid of his nuclear weapons is a major step towards peace, though Pompeo said the process of denuclearization will take time and won't be easy. President Trump back on U.S. soil saying last night of his summit,
"This is something that should have been done years ago. I mean, you've heard me say it many times. This should have been done 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. This shouldn't be done now where they have an arsenal of nuclear weapons. This should have never allowed to get to this point."
That from an interview with Fox News' Brett Baer that aired last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders rejecting a report from CBS claiming that she's planning to leave the White House by the end of this year. On Twitter, she questions if the news network knows something that she doesn't about her future. That CBS report also claimed Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah is planning to leave soon. The United Nations General Assembly has voted to condemn Israel for using excessive force against Palestinians, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The vote asked UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to put an international protection mechanism in place for occupied Palestinian territory. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley had a warning.
"This attempt to obstruct a vote on an amendment proposed by the United States is shameful."
Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour told the members the resolution will contribute to the de-escalation of the volatile situation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Weather Service says it's sending investigators to northeast Pennsylvania today to determine if a big storm that did a lot of damage in a short time late yesterday was a tornado. That storm hit last night in Wilkes-Barre Township, about 2 hours north of Philadelphia. Images out of the affected area show major damage to buildings, but a Red Cross spokesman tweeted early this morning he's only heard about a few minor injuries so far. The storm hit at about 10 o'clock Eastern and local time last night. A new mission for White House advisor Jared Kushner. He'll be traveling to the Middle East next week to address an ongoing Palestinian conflict with Israel. A national security official telling Newsweek that Kushner will travel to Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia with President Trump's Middle East peace team. They'll be discussing the next stages of peace efforts for that region. The official saying Kushner is not scheduled to meet with the Palestinians officials because, quote, Palestinian leadership made it clear they don't want to meet the American peace team. And oil prices are down as U.S. outputs hit a record. International benchmark Brent crude off 29 cents a barrel. West Texas Intermediate down 7. Oil drillers in this country produced a weekly record 10.9 million barrels a day last week. And demand in the U.S. is up as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.